If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hey, mighty man of God, you don't just have to listen and eavesdrop on me and the guests I interview on this show. How would you like to talk with someone directly to help you with your challenges, frustrations, and concerns? Book a free breakthrough call with us so we can find out where you are, where you like to go, and how we can connect you to a community of godly men who can help you get there. Although the breakthrough calls are free, time slots are limited. So just go to realmenconnect.com/call to schedule a call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. It's like my wife always says, nothing will ever change unless you change something. So book your breakthrough call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kindle and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men worship the God who is, not the God we want. Let me say that again. Real men worship the God who is, not the God we want. You know, about 6 years ago, I had the privilege of being trained in disciple making by one of the best men's ministry organizations in the country called Man in the Mirror. The founder and creator of Man in the Mirror is no other than the best-selling author Patrick Morley, who wrote a book under the same title. When I first started out in ministry, I had the privilege of being trained and influenced by some great men of God in that organization, including Patrick Morley himself, David Delk, Brett Klemmer, and the late Coach Jeff Kasaya, who later became a personal mentor to me. But in all the great training that I received, one statement Patrick Morley said stuck out to me more than any other, and I never forgot it, because it took me a few years to fully understand it. It took me going into full-time men's ministry and coaching, mentoring, and discipling hundreds of men before I fully appreciated and understood the gravity of what Dr. Morley said. He said one of the biggest problems we face as Christian men in our walk with God is that we focus on loving, following, serving, and worshiping the God, that's with a little g, the God that we want, rather than loving, following, serving, and worshiping the God with the big G, who is. Now let that sink in for just a minute. If you have to, pause this podcast so you can really seriously think about what I just said. And as you think about it, I want you to ask yourself, is that true? Are most of us as men deceiving ourselves by serving a false God? And if it is true, do you know what the true God calls a false God? That's right, you got it. He calls it an idol. And God commanded us not to worship idols. So are most Christian men really idol worshipers and not God worshipers? Are you one of them? Man, am I one of them? Well, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'll let you decide that for yourself. But during a 21-day prayer hosted at our church, where we meet every morning at 6 a.m. for 21 days, I intentionally asked God to reveal himself to me. And I wanted to know, how is it possible for so many Christian men who claim to love God all end up at different places as followers of Jesus Christ? And the Holy Spirit gently reminded me of what Dr. Morley said, because you're following and serving the God you want, not the God who is. So I asked the Holy Spirit again to give me wisdom by revealing to me who our God really is, not just the God and idol I want him to be. And I pray that what the Holy Spirit revealed to me during my quiet time will bless you as much as it blessed me. This is what God said to me. He says, I'm the God who loves you, but I'm also the God who judges you. I'm the God who wants you to love me, but also the God who wants you to fear my judgment. I'm the God who forgives your sins, but I'm also the God who won't tolerate, ignore, or let you forget them. I'm the God you can always count on, but I'm also the God who will make you give an account for your life. I'm the God who gives you grace, but also the God who won't allow you to abuse it. I'm the God of order and peace, not the God of disorder and chaos. I'm the God of unity, not the God of division. I'm the God who shows you mercy for your bad choices, but the God who won't spare you from the consequences of them. I'm the God who wants you to extend to others the same mercy you expect me to give to you, the same forgiveness you expect to receive from me, the same justice you want for yourself. I'm the God who expects you to love others as you do yourself, who expects you to honor the position of authority even when it's filled by dishonorable people. The God who expects you to love others the most when they deserve it the least, who expects you to pray for others the same way you want others to pray for you. I'm the God who's more concerned about your eternal soul than your temporary suffering, your faith more than your feelings, your redemption more than your relief, your character more than your circumstances. I'm the God who expects you to seek my face before you ask for help from my hand. The God who expects you to pursue my divine purpose, not your desired plans. Who expects you to obey my commands, not to delay to obey them. I'm the God who expects you to choose my wisdom over your own understanding. I'm the God who loves humility but hates pride. Who loves the broken parts of you more than the blessed parts of you. The God who's willing to let you lose everything in order to find me. I'm the God who comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. I'm the God who only chooses to heal what you choose to reveal, not conceal. I'm the God who gives you what you need, not everything you want, who won't let you keep anything that will replace me in your life. Because I'm the God who wants you to fall in love with who I am, not just what I can do for you. I'm the God who expects you to follow me, not the crowd. Who expects you to fall towards the cross when you mess up, not run away from it. Who wants you to resist and flee from temptation, not to run from or fear suffering. Because I'm the God who promises you freedom from bondage, not a pain-free life. I'm the God who expects you to disciple others, not just witness to them. Who expects you to invite others into your life, not just to your church. Who expects you to obey my word, not just spread the gospel. Who expects you to care for the lost, not criticize and critique them. I'm the God who wants you to marry me, not just date me. The God who wants you to praise me before you petition me. The God who wants you to honor me with your life, not just with your lips. I'm the God who wants you to be holy, not just happy. Who wants you to be whole, not just healed. Who wants you to be faithful to me more than you want to be successful for you. Who wants you to love me more than anything I've given you, even your own life. Because I'm the God who wants you to love me for the God I am, not the God you selfishly want me to be. The truth is, we may all be in different places when it comes to our level of spiritual maturity, level of wisdom and knowledge of the word, or even our personal level of intimacy with God. However, if we're willing to follow, love, serve, and worship the true God of the Bible, in spirit and in truth, regardless of where we are in our walk with Him, we will all meet up at the same place, and that's at the foot of the cross, where the ground is level for both sinners and for saints. Because real men, both sinners and saints, worship the God who is, not the God we want. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out RealMenConnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's RealMenConnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.